The end is here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me also mention that by the time we come down to the Roman Empire, you notice that it had two legs. Those two legs, they speak about when the empire started, later on it broke into two. The eastern division and the western division of the kingdom. The eastern division had her capital in Constantinople, and the western division had her capital in Rome. And the 10 feet, 5, 5, 5 speaks about the kingdom later on broke into nations. 10 nations that formed together, that broke out of the old Roman Empire. They formed the 10 federated nations that we know today that started the European Union. And those 10 nations, history is confirming what that image depicted. Praise the Lord. They are France, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, Britain, Denmark, Ireland, and Spain. They all broke out and they formed the political Rome. And they must come together because it is one empire. Jesus came at a period that the Roman Empire, they were ruling. But today, they have come back again to be one under European Union that was formed in November 1st, 1993. And they are getting themselves preparing to be under one emperor again. And that emperor shall be the Pope. And that will come under the Antichrist rule. When the Antichrist, they will come together, when the Antichrist will come in a peace pact that we see in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. Can we read it? Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. Daniel. Hallelujah. When we reach Daniel chapter 9, you will see how the remaining agenda for the Jews was revealed to Daniel. The divine timetable that was revealed to Daniel. And when we come to verse 27, the Antichrist, praise the Lord. It says, and he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant. That covenant there is a peace pact. Please, when we reach chapter 9, this will be made clearer. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. 1 week here is 7 years. And that 7 years is the period that is left from the agenda that is given, and within which, before that 7 year period starts, the rapture has taken place. For those hearing me for the first time, we will come back to it, but my emphasis for now is that there is a peace covenant that they enter with that will last, is supposed to last for 1 week. 1 week here is 7 years. And in the middle of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. We are in Jerusalem. And for the overspread of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determination shall be poured upon the desolate. That same Antichrist, the power that is given to him, because he's the last ruler that will rule in the Roman Empire, ruling the whole world. The calendar we are using now is from Rome. The time and everything we are using now is from Rome. Everything we are doing now, we received it from Rome. Rome is the kingdom that merged with Christianity. The idolatry with Christianity, to let you know that the rulership that will come will be established before Christ will come, will take care of both political and also ecumenical powers. He's working now to conquer the church through the World Council of Churches. When he finished with the church, he's also extending his arm to other religions, known as the Ecumenical Council. The World Council of Churches, where every nation, the Christians, they have association and they register with other religions in the Ecumenical Council. And the head, ultimately, is going to be the most respected religious leader. And the most respected religious leader on earth today is the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. So influential until he is a nation within a nation. And all the protocol and recognition given to any state at all in the world is accorded that nation. Vatican, one city. It's only one city, but it's controlling the whole world. It's the richest nation on earth. The richest nation on earth. The greatest. Every nation has its ambassador. And it is not a member of the United Nations, but it is an observer nation. So it has a seat in the United Nations organization. And you know that he's the most respected head of state in the whole world. And eventually, when he has taken care of the spiritual one, with all the trouble that is coming upon the whole world, they will look up to him. And there's a description of him in Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me read it from, just to cut this short. Let me read it from verse 1. So that we get the picture clearly. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, harlot, prostitute, that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth, so you understand my explanation now, the whole world, have committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. This spiritual language, revelatory language. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. Scarlet color there is speaking about royalty. Beast there is power. Full of names of blasphemy. You go and know the title he bears, and you'll understand why it is called name of blasphemy. But it is having seven heads and 10 horns. Those seven heads, praise the Lord, are those kings that rule over those 10 nations. History proves it. And the woman is a church, was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. I told you she is wealthy. She is beautiful. She is everything royalty. And upon her head, her identification now, was a name written, Mystery Babylon. The great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Why is she called a mother? Because through her, she's going to produce children, daughters, that will look like her. And this woman is a church. So her daughters will also be churches. And these churches broke out from her. That's why she's their mother. And what is the World Council of Churches? It is him gathering his children again, gathering her children back again to herself. Because there must be reconciliation. Okay? Praise the Lord. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Because that horse rider changed to red. That was the period of martyrdom. When pagan Rome joined with Christianity, and, oh, glory be to God, if you refuse to join that church, that is the fornication talked about. The whore, the harlot, Christianity is spiritual fornication with idols and idolatry. You refuse, they kill you. That is her identification. Drunken with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, the saints of God. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carried her, which had the seven heads and ten horns. That woman is the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican City that dwells in the Roman Empire. That is the beast that had seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, it was, and is not, and shall descend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. It means those whose names are written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, they are called the elect. They will not be surprised. Are those people here? Are they here? No, it's true now. When everybody is clamoring for recognition by the Pope of Rome, while they are looking at her and saying she's the Holy Church, while they look at the man there as the Holy See, while they look at him there as a man of God, who do you know him as? We know him as Antichrist. Hey, yeah. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of thou art of me. Thank you. history about the first empire, second empire, third empire is history. Next Sunday, we will look at this last empire. It's so important until three chapters of the book of Daniel is speaking about that last empire. And several scriptures in the New Testament speaking about that last empire. Chapter 7 spoke about it, of Daniel. The same four empires with different descriptions. But speaking of the same empire. And why it is important we take a look at that Revelation 17 again. Because that is the last man that will rule in the Roman Empire. And it is the days of that last ruler that Christ will come. And that last ruler will soon mount the throne. And that last ruler is the Pope of Rome. And you are looking, you say, this man. Hallelujah. Hey, this man, not a fear. Fear what? Fear to say the truth. The worst you can do is to kill me, isn't it? If you kill me, did you harm me? Do you understand? And the last place you can send me to is prison yard. I don't enter there, I don't come out. Maybe that is what God trained me for. I don't know. So that even if I enter there, it don't mean anything. I will continue from where I stopped in 1990. Listen, church. But more importantly, is for you to know the uniqueness of the kind of ministers that God will raise in this end time. Do you see? It is time for the daughters to be reconciled with the mother. Therefore, it is reconciliation time. Therefore, the daughters cannot fight the mother again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So do you expect Redeem to speak against Pope? Do you expect Methodist, First Square, Prem, who call them now, Assemblies? Do you expect any denomination now to speak against that system? What are they talking? We are one. We are one. It is reconciliation time. But let me tell you, while they are united with their mother, the bride is united with the world. It's united time. It's united time. It is time, everybody, to reunite with your origin. You are reuniting with your origin. When people hear this message, and they still go and mingle with this denominational system, with the kind of thing they set up, some left here as ministers. I want to see what they are doing there. You just know that they were with us, but they were not of us. The identity of the bride now is a revelation. And why revelation? It is for perfection. It makes you act right. It makes you line yourself and become more Christ-like. The denominations are becoming more like their mama. The bride should become more like a Christ. So don't be surprised when you see the Pentecostal Archbishop dressed like the Archbishop of the Catholic Church. Did they start like that? I said, did they start like that? I'm saying something to the bride. Praise the Lord. Don't be surprised that they have headquarters with branches, schools of theology, and everything. Did they start like that? They are getting closer and closer to their mama. We will say it. So next week we shall look at that beast again. The last one. The last one. That is the one that we are under now. That last power. That is the one we are under now. So that you will know where to stand as far as your faith is concerned. It's not for us to puff up. It's for us to make our calling and election sure. If you are not offended, can you clap your hand for Jesus now?